These are the prayers of Madai to Lord Nityananda. Ek din Nityanande nibrite paya padila Madai dui charane dhariya. Madai went to a solitary place, Nibrita, and he fell at the feet of Nityananda, and he clutched the feet in his hands of Lord Nityananda, and he began to wash the Lord's feet with tears of love, and they began to offer prayers to the Lord. Vishnu rupe tumi prabhu karaha palan, tumi se panayadara ananta bhuvan. O Lord, you maintain everyone in your form of Vishnu. You hold innumerable universes on your hoods. So in the course of these prayers, then Madai, being a Brahmin and having realized the identity, having realized the transcendental identity of Lord Nityananda, he's going to reveal in his prayers the Nam Rup Gun Lila, the actual tattva or position of Nityananda. I know Nityananda that you're Ananta Shesha. I know Nityananda that you're Lord Balaram. I know Nityananda that you're the source of the Purusha avatars. I know Nityananda, I realize Nityananda, that you're not an avadut, a Bengali avadut, but you're God incarnate. You're actually God Himself. You're Balaram, Krishna's brother. You're also the Godhead. And I know you're Vishnu Tattva. You're the origin of Mahavishnu. You're the origin of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. You're the origin of Kira or Shiradakshaya Vishnu. You're the origin of the Super Soul. And you're Ananta Shesh, in one form you're Ananta Shesh, you're holding up the entire universes with your hoods of your serpent body. So that's what he's saying. He's starting off here by saying, you're the Palana, like Gopal. Palana means the maintainer. You're maintaining everyone in your form of Vishnu. Vishnu Rupe Tumi Prabhu Karaha Palan. So, Ananta Bhuvan. Karaha Palan Ananta Bhuvan. Bhuvan, Om Bhur Bhuvaswa. Om Bhur Bhuvaswa. Bhuva means universes. Ananta means unlimited. He's unlimited universes resting on his head. So that's more than just a Bengali avadut. It's quite extraordinary. Bhaktira Sarupa Prabhu Tora Kalevar Tomarai Chintaye Mani Parvati Shankar. O Lord, Nitai, you are the embodiment of pure devotional service, Bhakti Sarup. Parvati and Shankar meditate upon you. Mane chintaye, chintaye mane Parvati Shankar. Because they're also Vaishnavas and worshippers of Vishnu, Shankar and his wife Parvati. So they're meditating on Sankarshan. Sankarshan is a form of Balaram. Actually, Balaram. Sankarshan means Vishnu Tattva, the Supreme Godhead. So he's telling that he's the Bhakti Sarup. He's a form of devotion. Tomara se Bhakti Yoga, tumi karadhan, toma bai chetanjera, priya nahi an. You distribute your devotional service. Tomar Bhakti Yoga. There is no one more dear to Lord Chaitanya than you. Chaitanya priya, nahi ana. Karadhan, Bhakti Yoga Dhan. Oh, there's a nice verse. I was just thinking of this. I saw this verse and about Bhakti Yoga. And this was a very favorite verse of my godbrother. Let's see if it's here. Because this reminds me of this verse. So I want to share this verse. This was a very popular verse with our godbrother, Gaura Govinda Swami. Niti Lila Vrishnam Shri Shriman Gaura Govinda Swami. And on the basis of this verse, then he developed these concepts we were discussing yesterday about crying, searching, crying, searching, begging and crying, searching for Krishna in His holy name, begging for Him to manifest and appear in His holy name, and crying because He doesn't show Himself very quickly. Searching, begging, crying. So this is a very interesting verse, also from Chaitanya Bhagavat, from Madhya Lila chapter 24, text 72. Now our Madhya Lila chapter 15. So this is one of the favorite verses. Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dhan. Bhakti e Krishnam smarana krandan. If you want to attain the treasure of Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dhan, because that's what this verse is saying. This verse is saying the same thing. It says, Bhakti Yoga Tumi Kara Dhan. Right? You distribute the charity, the wealth, Bhakti Yoga. This is what Nityananda is doing. So this verse is saying the same thing. Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dhan. Bhakti e Krishnam smarana krandan. If you want to attain the treasure of Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dhan, what do you have to do? You have to chant Krishna's name, remember his form, qualities, and pastimes, and weep from the depths of your soul for Guru and Krishna's mercy. Basically, it says, Krishna Smarana Krandan. What it actually says, Krishna Nam Smarana Krandan. At the time of remembering Krishna's name, we should cry. So, the translator is saying that means chanting, because we usually remember Krishna's name when we're chanting. Sometimes even when we're not chanting, we can remember Krishna's name or Radharani's name. And the name itself may bring tears to our eyes. Or we may cry because we're not experiencing the name in her. We're not experiencing her name in her fullness. We're not experiencing his name in his fullness. Because Krishna is full Krishna. 100% Krishna is his name. But we chant, if I chant your name, if I chant Monica, when you're in Delhi, then all I have is a name. I don't have the fullness of Monica. I don't have her. I don't have her form or presence. Monica, Monica, Monica. And I can chant 64 rounds. 128 rounds. 192 rounds. And day after day after day. And I can cry, also cry, Monica, Monica. And I can beg, oh Monica, get darshan. No luck. Nothing will happen. They'll just come and arrest me and put me in a hospital in Agra. They'll take me to Agra and put me in a crazy hospital, psychiatric hospital. So this is Bhakti, I mean, Gauravananda Swami, he called this the crying verse from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti. He said, if you want, he often preached on this verse. He said, if you want Bhakti Yoga, you're a Bhakti Yogi. I'm Bhakti Yogini. You're practicing Bhakti Yogi. Bhakti Yoga. You want Bhakti? Then this is a telling, Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, this is Bhakti. Remember and cry. Remember to cry, and remember Krishna and cry. Remember to cry for Krishna. Smaranam, Smarana, Krandana. Now we cry for money. I call our mother and say, oh mommy, I'm broke. Send some money. Send me Western Union transfer. Send a check, send a draft. My school books are very costly. You know, I have to eat some fruits because this baking soda is too much for me. I need some sprouts and this and that. So we're begging, but this is nice. This is the crying verse. Bhakti e Krishna Bhakti. But this Krishna Bhakti is Nam Smaran Krandan. What is Krishna Bhakti? Yeah, this is what it actually means. This, he says, this Krishna Bhakti. What is this Krishna Bhakti, this treasure Bhakti? It means cry when you remember the holy name. And if you don't, then there's no Bhakti. That's the implication. That's the rationale, right? You cry, oh, Krishna. We don't cry, we sleep. It's more like a lullaby. Instead of a wake-up call, it's a lullaby. Lullaby means a song that puts a baby to sleep. Lullaby. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So we don't cry, we lie on the floor. We chat and chat and end up lying on the floor sleeping. But if we're chatting and chatting and crying, then you can't lie on the floor because it's full of water. You can't sleep in the water. So he's making a nice statement here. Tamarase prasade garuda mahabali. Nilaya vara vahaye Krishna haye kutuhali. By your mercy, Nitai, the powerful Garuda happily carries Krishna in his pastimes. Tumi se anantamukhe Krishna gunaghao, sarva dharma shrestha bhakti tumi se bujao. Nitai, you sing the glories of Krishna with innumerable mouths, anantamukhe. And you teach everyone devotional service, the topmost religious system. Sarvadharma Shrestha, Bhakti to me. Shrestha means topmost, supreme. This is a supreme dharma. It's a prem dharma, serving the Lord with love in a spiritual body, ornamented with all kinds of bhavas and mellows of devotion. Tomara se gunagai, takura narad, tomara se jatakichu chaitanya sampad. Narada Muni sings your glories, for your only asset is Lord Chaitanya. That's his sampad. Sampad means wealth. Sampad. Chaitanya sampad. Sampad. That is his wealth, Lord Chaitanya. Tomara se kalinti bedan karinam. Tomasevi janaka paila divya gyan. You are known as a chastiser of Kalindi. By serving you, Janaka achieved transcendental knowledge. So there's purport. Of course, this, the description of Janaka is in a purport of Adikanda. I don't really remember what that is described. There's some. These are about previous forms of Nityananda and Lakshman. And Nityananda is also Lakshman and Balaram. When he's Balaram and Vrindavan, he became intoxicated on Vruni beverage. Vruni beverage is Kadamba flowers. Kadambari. It's also called Kadambari. 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 It means to take Kadamba flowers and mix them with Jamuna gel and some wild honey. You know, forest honey. Organic honey. And then you mix that together and put it in a clay kumbha. A kumbha. And then you, you leave it around for a while. And it ferments and becomes alcohol. Sugar, this is a basic breakdown of sugar, water, glycogen, hydrogen, and make these different things called alcohol. So it's called flower wine, Kadamba flower wine in English. But it has a nice name, Kadambari. Or sometimes Varuni. Oftentimes Varuni is translated as the liquid honey flowing from the trees. But we eat so much honey, but we don't become intoxicated. Balaram took that Varuni and he became intoxicated. And then he told the Jumara, "Hey, Kalindi, Ashuni, wow, come here. Jaldi aao, come, snan karo. I want to take snan. May snan karunga," or whatever, I don't know, "I will take snan." And Kalindi said, "This man is drunk. This man is intoxicated. Why should I pay attention to him? So many drunken people may say something. Some lady sitting on a train, a drunk, will say, 'Hey, come sit on my lap.'" You know, I was on a train once, I heard this. I said, "This guy's really fresh." You know. Some girl will say, "Hey, come here, sit on my lap." This is India, no doubt. This is India. And the lady just turned the other way, you know. I thought it was kind of funny. He was drunk. Everybody was laughing. So anyway, so Kalindi didn't think much of the appeal of Baladev. She disregarded his orders, so then Baladev took his hal, his plow, his hal, and he just said, "I'll pull you, I'll break you in 100 streams." And he started to pull her. And then if you go to Ramgat, up by Chirgat, the original Chirgat, you see the Yamuna breaks into some different branches there. Now, of course, it gets dried up. When there's not much water, those branches dry up. But this is another name for Lord Nityananda. Kalindi Bedanakari. Bedanakari means chastiser. Sarvadharma maya tumi purusha puran tomare se vere bhale adidevanam. Nitai, you are the primal Lord and the personification of all religious principles. You are addressed by the Vedas as Adidev, Adidevanam. Sarvadharma maya tumi purusha puran tumi se jagata pita mahayogeshwar tumi se lakshmana chandra mahadhanurdhar. You are the father of the universe, the master of mystic yoga. You are Lakshman, the great archer. Lakshman Chandra. That's pretty interesting. He's calling him Lakshman Chandra Mahadhanurdhara. Tumi se pashande kshaya rasika acharya. Tumi se janaha chaitandhyara sarvakarya. You are the destroyer of the atheists. You, the enjoyer of the transcendental mellows, and the teacher by example. You know all of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Tomare seviya puja haila mahamai ananta brahmanda chai toma parachai. Mahamaya became worshipable by serving you. Innumerable universes desire the shelter of your lotus feet. So this is not exaggeration. This is actual factual glorification of the Lord. Tumi chaitanjera bhakta, tumi mahabhakti, jata kichu chaitanjera, tumi sarva shakti. You are the devotee of Lord Chaitanya and the personification of pure devotional service. You possess all the potencies of Lord Chaitanya. Tumi shaya, tumi kata, tumi se shayan, tumi chaitanjera chatra, tumi pranadan. You are Lord Chaitanya's bed, throne, couch, umbrella, and the life and his life and wealth. He expands himself. This is all expressions of what is known technically as Sandini Shakti. Sandini Shakti means existence, the foundation, the basis, the support, the foundation, the basis, the existence. For something to be, it needs a plane of existence. Everything exists in some situation. So the Holy Dham for Krishna, in other words, for us to walk and move in this world, we need an earth to walk on. We can't walk in the sky. We're not skywalkers. We have to walk in the earth. So the earth itself becomes a foundation for our movement, for our activities. We take away the earth and we're flying in space. We don't have wings. We just plummet to the, I don't know, Garbhodak Ocean or something. You just fall through space and land out in the Patal Ganga or something. We have to have our feet on solid ground to move, isn't it? Now you fall out of an airplane, can you start walking? You're flying an airplane, you fall out, can you start walking? You just go until you find some ground to land on. If you're still alive, you can get up and walk away. So existence potency. So Balaram, he expands himself in these different forms. He becomes Krishna's bed. He takes the form of his bed, throne, couch, umbrella. Because in the spiritual world, everything is transcendental, spiritual potency, sarup shakti, sarup, my rup, my form, power of my form, power yoga, power person. So God has sarup, he has form, transcendental form, and this form exhibits various potencies or powers or abilities or skills or talents. So they're analyzed in three basic ones: Sandini Shakti, Samvit Shakti, Ladini Shakti. So Balaram, he's the personification and the purveyor of this potency called Sandini. So in the spiritual world, when Balaram manifests as the bed or throne or couch or umbrella, that those seeming objects are actually personalities. They're all expressions of personal consciousness. Here, consciousness is also saturated within all the material elements, but here the material elements are primary and the consciousness is secondary. So there is some consciousness in a table or in a chair, but there's elements there, there's atoms there, and the atoms are also conscious in the ultimate issue. But there's such a covering and such a deep covering of material energy that you can't perceive the consciousness. Tables don't walk and they don't talk and they don't speak. And that's like in the spiritual world, Krishna has something called Sudarshan Chakra, which you all have heard about. The Sudarshan Chakra has a human form with four arms in Vaikuntha. He's standing next to the Lord with four arms, Sudarshan. He's one of his servants. But then when the Lord requires to kill some demons in the material world, when Vishnu comes, Narayan or Vishnu or Ram or whoever comes to this world and have to kill some asuras, then that same personality is a person, he assumes another form, but this form is a chakra. It's called Sudarshan. He's a person, and there, there's no material energy. That the weapons of the Lord, it's called Tidhyanam Samarchanam. The weapons of the Lord, Nam, Rup, Gun, Lila, Parishishta, and the Parishads, they're all transcendental. They're all spiritual. So this is the situation there. There are the throne, thus like we see Mahavishnu is lying on a snake. Looks like a snake. Sheshashayi Vishnu. He's lying on this huge snake. It's actually a cobra with his hoods are like that. This is actually Balaram. His Balaram's form is Ananta Shesh. And he provides the existence. If you want to, I want to sleep. Do you have any beds around here? Oh, okay, lie on the floor. No, I want a bed. So you need for you to sleep properly or comfortably. Usually we sleep on a bed. That's our upbringing. So the same way, Vishnu. So that existence of the bed is required to facilitate your sleeping. So this existence, Sandini potency, existence potency, is Balaram. So he takes that particular form. And that form is not material. It's not a snake made of carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, sulfur, and proteins, and lipids, and all these kind of things that the human body may be made out of, bones and skeleton. It's totally transcendental, Sarup Shakti of the Lord. It's also transcendental. But he's a snake. So even chakras, maybe a Sudarshan chakra appears to be impersonal, but it's also personal. And chairs are personal. The throne is personal. The couch, the umbrella. You're holding a white umbrella over the Lord when he's moving in Dwarka. That umbrella is Balaram. That umbrella can talk. That umbrella can eat. That umbrella can sit. They can fly in the sky. Can do whatever it wants. So sometimes they make fairy tales and kids' fairy tales about the talking trees and the dancing trees and things like that. I remember when I was a kid, some little kids are walking in the forest and the tree starts speaking to them and you know, all these kind of kids' stories. But actually, even the so-called stories have some basis in a spiritual firmament. So when it's saying that Lord Nityananda, in one form, as Ananta Shesh, you are Chaitanya's bed, and you are Krishna's bed, and you are Chaitanya's throne, and Krishna's throne, and you are Chaitanya's umbrella, like this. Toma wahi Krishnera tutiya nahi ar tumigora chandrera Sakala avatar. There is no one more dear to Krishna than you. You are the source of all Gaurachandra's incarnations. In Gaurachandra's pastimes as Krishna, Lord Baladev constantly serves him. Lord Baladev is a matchless servant. In Krishna's pastimes, when he appears as Lord Chaitanya, no one other than Sri Nityananda is able to render matchless service. He is the source of Mahaprabhu's incarnations like Matsya and Korma. Tumi se karaha Prabhu patiteratran. Tumi se samhara sarva pashandira pran. O Lord Nitai, you deliver the fallen souls and you kill all the atheists. Sarva pashandi. Pran. That's an interesting way of saying killing. It's in poetry, in Sanskrit or Hindi or any kind of poetry, there's so many ways to say the same thing. I'm going to kill you. I can say, I am going to remove you from the face of the earth. I am going to send you to a place from which you will not return. You understand? I am going to give you a one-way ticket to Yamapuri. Okay? Have a nice time. Bye. So what is he saying? What does he mean? Yamapuri? What is this Yamapuri? You know, someone doesn't know all these things. So he's saying, Samhara Pashandi Sarva Pashandi Pran. Samhara means I completely steal Samharani or Harati. I completely take away the pran of all the Pashandis. Pashandis means atheists. Gnostics, Pashandis. Samhara pran. Samhara sarva pashandira pran. Prabhu patitera tran. Samhara sarva pashandira pran. So tran means triate, like tarani, dina tarani. There's one form of Durga called tarani also. So tran. Prabhu patitera tran. So on one side, for the pious, religious, submissive, surrendered, pure hearted, sincere fallen souls. Then there's Tran. Tran means Jayate, deliverance. Patitera means fallen. Fallen, unfortunate. But they're not atheists. They're believers, but they're fallen. So this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Everyone's fallen in Kali Yuga. We have some belief. Partial. Or something. And by the mercy of Nittai and his followers, then our belief will increase. Then we'll become eligible for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and get delivered. Patita Pavan Avatar Ki Jai. Kali Yuga Patita Pavan Avatar Gunga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. So for one side it's Prabhu Patita Ratran, and for the Pashandis it's Samara Sarva Pran. He takes away, he steals all their pran. Pran means your life. There's no more pran, there's no more don. The don, you know, the don. The mafia, the don. You take away the pran, there's no more don. Vina pran, vina don. Don means the head of the mafia. Don, right? The don. O Lord, you deliver the fallen souls and kill the atheists. Tumi se karaha sarva vaishnavera raksha. Tumi se vaishnava dharma karaha ye shiksha. You protect the Vaishnavas, Vaishnav Rakhi, Rakshi, right? We say Rakhi Bandhan. Rakhi Bandhan, oh my dear brother, please protect me. Good luck. He says, Sarva Vaishnav Raksha. You teach the principles of Vaishnav Dharma, Vaishnav Dharma Shiksha. So Nityananda is the original source of the propagation of pure Vaishnav Dharma in the world. Persons who are victims of the age of Kali attribute the various immoralities to the character of Sri Nityananda and thus traverse the road to hell and induce foolish people of the world to fall down to the enjoyment of hellish sinful life. So, people that examine the life of Nityananda, so-called modern-day people, professors, etc., contemporaries, they say, what is this Nityananda? He's avadut. He's sannyasi, he's avadut, and then all of a sudden he gets married to two ladies. And then, so he's doing some things. But he was avadut, like sannyasi, but then Lord Chaitanya said, you know, you're avadut, but now I want you to preach. He wasn't preaching, he was just being avadut. And then, sometimes he would act like avadut. He turned to someone and say, bring me wine. I said, what is this, bring me wine? He said, bring me wine. So then someone would go to the Ganga, and they fill up a clay pot with water. I said, yes, this is a madhupan, this is wine, you take it. And he would drink it, he said, oh, I feel dizzy. And then, so people say, Nityananda drank wine, so we drink wine and wash down our fish. It's very good. So they use the name of Nityananda and the character Nityananda to engage in all kinds of debauchery and immoral activity in the name of Gaudiya Vaishnavism or even Nityananda. Oh, we're just doing like Nityananda. He had two wives, hey, Hare, he had two wives. Actually, the fact is, and Nityananda had one wife. He married Vasudha. And Sri Rasara Kela, the father, he gave his daughter at the Vivaha Yagya to Nityananda in Kalna, in Ambika Kalna, West Bengal. And her younger sister, Janava, she was serving out the wedding feast. And so they went by. And then when she walked by, then Nityananda pulled on her sari. He's like a little avadut. You know? So then the father saw that. He said, wait a minute, what's this? You can't do like this. He said, you take her too. So there was no actual official marriage. But she was like, well, you buy one, get one free, you know. So they say the two wives, but there was no issue from Janava Mata. The issue was from the legal proper wife, so she was there, and serving, whatever. And later, after he left this world, and Janava Mata adopted one son named Ramai Chandra. His name became Ramai Gosai, or Ramchandra Goswami. And he wrote a book called Ananga Mandri Samputika to glorify his stepmother, who was none other than Ananga Mandri. Janava Mata, in Gaur Leela, Janava Mata is the wife of Nityananda, but in Krishna Leela, Janava Mata appears as Balaram's Shakti, or expansion, who is Radharani's younger sister, and her name is Ananga Manjari. They're all different expansions, forms of God, really. There's Krishna, then he goes in different directions. This expansion this way, that way. Female expansions, male expansions. They say God is one, it's a fact. God is one and God is many. So the Mayavadis, impersonalists, Nirvisheshvadis, they say, oh, God is one, it's all consciousness. That's it. It's homogeneous, all amalgamated, non-differentiated consciousness, Brahman. But we say, no, it's one, but it's also different because that Brahman has also form. That consciousness has form, transcendental form, spiritual form. It's Savishesh, Savishesh, Savishesh. It's Brahman, Savishesh, with unique characteristics. Vishesh means something special. Specialized Brahman. You say Niravishesh, which means Vishesh. Vishesh means specialities, differences, the word. You say Nira means, there's no. So we say, no, God is one and He's different. It's all consciousness, yes, but then that's one, we agree. Yes, it's one, yes, we agree, it's all one, it's consciousness. But we disagree by saying it's one and different. Whereas Nirvishesh and Savishesh means with specialities. Specialities means God has transcendental form, God has transcendental associates, God has a transcendental world, and God has transcendental activities. And they're all yogamaya and spiritual, not mahamaya, not illusion. Their eternal reality. So, Tumi Chaitanyara Bhakti, Tumi Mahabhakti, Jata Kichu Chaitanyara, Tumi Sarvashakti. Oh, excuse me, I'm going backwards here. Let's see. Oh, no. Tomara Kripaya Shisti Kare Aja Seva, Tomara Se Revati Varoni Kanti Seve. By your mercy, the demigod Brahma creates this world. You are served by Revati, Varuni and Kanti. Well, actually, Kanti is mentioned in Bhagavatam somewhere after Krishna, Balaram bathes, and somebody named Kanti gives him a blue dhoti or something. Some type of energy, one of the Shaktis of Balaram. Revati, Varuni, and Kanti. Tomara se krode maha rudra avatar se dware kara sarva shistira samhar. Maharudra incarnated from your anger. Through him you annihilate the entire universe. Because Shiva is expansion of Shankarshan, Sadashiva expands from Shankarshan, Sankarshan is an expansion of Balaram, and from Sadashiva comes the Rudra, and from the anger of Sadashiva comes this Maharudra, which expands into 11 forms and does the Tandara Nitya and destroys the material universe, the origin of Shiva is actually Balaram. By the will of Sri Hari, I create, and under his control, Lord Shiva destroys. Sankarshan Atmako Rudra Nishkram Yati Jagatrayam. Rudra, who is non-different from Sankarshan, appeared from the face of Sankarshan and devours the three worlds through the fire of time. Sakala Kariya Tumi Kichunahikar Ananta Brahmanda Nat Tumi Bhakshedhar. Even though you do everything, Nitai, you do nothing. You hold the Lord of innumerable universes within your heart. Parama Komala Sukha Vigraha Tamar Je Vigrahe Kare Krishna Shayana Bihar. Krishna enjoys sleeping on your extremely soft and pleasing form. Parama Komala Sukha Vigraha Tamar. Your vigra, your form is... Komal means soft in Bengali. I don't know about Hindi. Komal. K-O-M-A-L. Komal. Parama Komal means the topmost, inconceivable, transcendental, supremely softest of the soft of the soft. Even softer than Dove face soap. There's so much advertising for Dove face soap, and it's just made with animals or something. It's not a vegetarian soap. It's made with animal fat. You know that? Because they have to put a green circle on the soap if it's vegetarian. It's not vegetarian. Very popular. Dove, you know, they advertise to like, kill you, you know. So the force of there's D-O-V-E, Dove. It's a type of soap. They say your skin becomes silky soft. Unbelievable. You know, baby skin. Even if you're a 30-year-old lady, you'll have baby skin. If you want baby skin. I mean, just wait enough years, you'll get baby skin. You know, you wait 80 years and you get baby skin. You'll die and become a baby and get baby skin again. So you want baby skin? So rub dead animals on your face. rub cow fat on your face, because Dove is made from cow bones and cow fat. People use it. People are foolish. So foolish people do foolish things. Krishna says in the Govardhan Lila, when he's preaching to his father, Nanda Maharaj, he says, action performed in knowledge gives the greatest result. This is in Prabhupada's Krishna book. That's the translation of Prabhupada. It's slightly different in Sanskrit, but that's how Prabhupada presents it. Action performed in knowledge, because he's asking his father, this seven-year-old boy was challenging his father. His father is 75 years old. Nanda Maharaj was 75 or maybe 80 years old. He had been doing this Indra Yagya, Indra Puja in Vrindavan since he was a child with his father, Parjanya Maharaj. So for 80 years, he's regularly attending and holding and supervising this Indra Yagya, worship of Indra, to thank him for giving the rains which give the fertilize the grounds and give nice grass to feed the cows, because they're gopas, gwals. So now this little kid comes along and says, Daddy, Daddy, stop this. What is this? Is this some ritual? Is this some family tradition, village tradition that everyone goes and worships goddess Shasti underneath the tree on the sixth day of the month because she's the goddess of children and she lives under the banyan tree? So, because it's a tradition in a village, they worship goddess Shasti. If there's some rock, they put some rock under the banyan tree and she represents the goddess of children. So you want to have children or have healthy children? It's like this. Sachimata used to worship. It's tradition. Ancient culture of India. So then he said, Father, really, listen, what are you doing? Do you know what you're doing? Because actions performed in knowledge give the greatest results. So he's a seven-year-old boy, and then Nanda Maharaj looks at his older brother Upananda, you know, Upananda and Sunanda Abhinanda, said, this guy's, this little kid's pretty smart. Maybe we should listen to him. So eventually they became convinced and they stopped. They didn't do any worship of Indra, but they did complete worship of Giri Govardhana Ki Jai, Giri Raj Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.